For Fruit Belt residents, the sign of the spillage is the cars of medical campus workers, which wind up on grape or lemon or peach or others. Council President Darius Pridgen says his plan for resident parking is stalled in a state Senate committee, and he told a public meeting last night supporters should call their state legislators for action. Former local SCLC President Gwen Neal says young people would benefit from seeing neighbors in medical campus jobs and seeing themselves with the right skills.
They could see people like them, their uncles working, their fathers working. It would be a psychological boost because the morale is really, it's kind of low about now. And we want to change that. We know things are hard and economical plight is but it can get better. It will get better.
Pridgen says a big concern is that citywide property tax assessment will raise taxes and push people out of the Fruit Belt, people who stayed through the bad years, and higher taxes would replace them with a gentrifying crowd. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.